Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I told you last week about this awesome event that Sal and I have going on. It's coming up. Tickets going on sale tomorrow. Certain things I can get into, certain things I can't, out of respect to the company legally here. So I'm trying to, you know, make sure I do the right thing. But go to my account. It's all up there in terms of the details, where to get the tickets. I could tell you it's January 22nd. I could tell you that it's in New Jersey. I can tell you that Yankee manager Aaron Boone will join us. I can tell you that Sam and I are doing a live show. And it's going to be an absolute blast there. So there's not a ton of tickets. It's a fairly small venue by design. Wanted to keep it intimate. About 400 tickets or so. It's going to go quick, hopefully. So if you guys want to hang out with us, eat, drink, you know, hang out with us and Boone and all sorts of different packages. If you want to get there a little bit early, you can get that and, you know, meet Aaron and get a picture with him as well. So that is on all my social stuff. But I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're planning some fun things like a Sinatra impersonator. Could be a great time. It really just me and Sal doing what we did for you for 2 years here on The Fan. Just, you know, picking a few topics, bouncing around, getting nuts. And I think of us uncensored, all right? So that's coming up. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow. Cannot wait. All right, it's 11:48, as I said. A lot of Jets and Giants stuff out of the chute. Wilkes is out. Fired as DC for the Jets. So that is not a good look for first-year head coach when you whiff on that and you whiff on the quarterback that you bring in. Yankees and the Mets. I have much more of an understanding what the Mets' offseason vision is. Now, that doesn't mean that the Mets are going to have a good season. I mean, the Mets, if they don't get going, the Mets might not be good at all. I know they've got more of a plan. But, like, right now, the Mets are a 70-something win team. I mean, they don't have much going for them. They got a lot of holes to fill. But at least I know what they're doing. They're stripping down with the vision, Stearns, of building back up bigger than it ever would have been with the core that just didn't win. Whereas with the Yankees, I'm like, well, I don't know. I know I love the pitching. You know, Judge is the man. And that's, you know, that's kind of where the conversation ends. I mean, if they miss out on Bellinger, all right, the Yankee fans are going to go nuts. And I would too, but I also, I mean, there's got to be a limit on what we're going to get Bellinger, right? It can't be, first of all, the Yankees won't do this, but it can't be a situation like, say, the Dodgers or even the Mets. Like, all right, you know, you 6 years, whatever it is, a fairly pricey number. And then right away it gets to seven. And the Yankees hang around for seven, even though they might not want to. And then whomever the other team maybe the Mets tap out or the Dodgers tap out and the other team that stays in, they're like, hey, you know, we'll go 8 years. I mean, there's no way I'm giving Bellinger 8 years. He's not worth it. He's just not. I mean, you got to have a little perspective here. Bellinger is a good baseball player, one that I want back for the Yankees. I really do. For all the reasons that you know, he could play a million positions, makes contact, he fits like a glove, steady personality, a good Yankee. You know, he's the kind of Yankee that the Yankees used to have when the Yankees used to win championships. That kind of guy. Plug him here, low maintenance, gets the job done. But you can't get out of whack for somebody like Bellinger, who's never going to be a superstar. You know, he might not even be an all-star, you know, in the next couple of years for the Yankees. So I think they're going to kind of walk that tightrope. But if somebody comes in with an eight-year deal, or I don't even know if the Yankees go to seven, honestly. I think they might say six, and that's it. All right, let's get back to it. Mike's up in Stamford, Connecticut on the Fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, BT? I just wanted to say, you're the man. They're messing you up, taking you off. I met you at the opening day. It's nothing but clash.
Thank you, Mike.
But what I wanted to say was, if they don't re-sign Bellinger, it is time to reevaluate the whole front office, the ownership, and everything. All right? It's more than Howe. It's more than Cashman. It's something going on with these analytics guys. I agree with your point about Rice, but until we move Stan, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's just all downhill from there. I just want to know why the Mets have a plan and the Yankees don't, when we're supposed to be big brother.
Well, hold on, Mike.
My little brother.
No, Mike. Forget about that. And thank you for the call. And thank you for the kind word. Yo, let's not get it twisted. Like, why do the Mets have a plan and why do the Yankees not? Well, because the Mets need a bigger plan, because the Mets aren't as good as the Yankees. They're just not. Now, the Yankees aren't as good as I want them to be. And they're not as good as Toronto. That was evident. Toronto.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They'll smack them. They're nowhere near the Dodgers. But the reason why the Mets are doing all this, these big things, is because they had to. Now, you could be of the mindset, and I respect it. I just completely disagree. Like, if they would have run it back, you know, Nimmo, Pete, you know, this and that, and Diaz, and, you know, overpaid Diaz. Not if they would have gone, you know, 3 or 69 or 66, which they offered. But, I mean, that would have been a very good deal. But if they would have overspent for him, you know, give up the entire farm for Skubal, and maybe, you know, Skubal comes here for 1 year and then he bounces. Like, the Mets just need to do a lot. The Yankees don't. Now, the Yankees got to figure things out. They're also in a little bit of a state of transition because you talk about the Met prospects. The top Yankee prospect is just not ready, and that's Lombard. You know, to me, it's not Dominguez. He's a major leaguer at this point. I don't think it's Spencer Jones because he's 25 and he's still in the minors, you know? And it's not like he was in AAA all last year. He was in AA, too. And I know he cranked 35 bombs, and I'm interested to see if it can translate. But he strikes out two times a game on the average, two, against minor league pitching. So he's got a lot of holes to fix. But the Mets versus the Yankees had more. So I get what the Mets are doing, and I don't need the Yankees to be ridiculously active, but I got to see a little something here. Now, the other thing that I would disagree with our last caller, Mike, you know, he said, you know, if the Yankees don't retain Bellinger, then you got to wonder, like, what's going on? Well, not if he signs for 8 years somewhere. Honestly, I don't want Bellinger for 8 years. I'm not of the mindset, do whatever it takes and deal with it down the road. Isn't that kind of how the Yankees got to this point? Stanton, Hicks, DJ, you know, all the names and all the tired conversations that we've had, you know, about the Yankees and their reluctance to eat some dead contracts, some bad contracts, some dead money. You want to just keep dealing with this forever? I kind of like to end that cycle myself. All right, let me get John on Staten Island. What's up, John? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, BT? Hey, John. Hate to see you guys go, but all the best, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
For sure. I have a scenario I want to present to you.
Hit it.
So if you're a Giants fan, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a longtime Giants fan, as you may know. And if they wind up with the number one pick, would it be malpractice not to explore the possibility of potentially bringing Archie Manning with a new GM and a new head coach into the fold, considering the fact that you have a new GM, he could pick his own quarterback and give him time to kind of like groom Archie until he's ready to play, build the team the way you want to build it, opposed to trying to remix whatever Shane had done and what Daboll had done, and then you move Dart in a potential trade, move Dart in a potential trade to try to replenish some of the picks that you might have been able to get if you traded the number one pick. What's your thoughts?
First of all, I don't know. I don't think Arch is coming out, number one. So I don't think that's very viable right there, John. I appreciate you thinking out of the box here where, you know, maybe Dart is not absolutely the guy for the future. He would be my guy, but I'm open to other thought. The problem is, you know, all due respect, is Arch Manning even that good? Every time I watched him, I was utterly unimpressed. Hoff, have you seen him play at all? Arch, have you seen him play at all outside of highlights? Yeah, I mean, I've sat down and I've watched him, God, I would say at least, I know I watched him against Ohio State. He was awful. Then he had a couple of games, whatever, that, I mean, you're supposed to win. He played against Florida. Florida's not even that good, and he didn't play very well. I'm sorry, I wasn't very impressed. There were just too many games. I saw him against Arkansas, and I saw against A&M. And I feel like every time I was watching Arch Manning, it was like the third quarter, and the Longhorns had no points. I don't mean a literal zero, but like just a very low-scoring team. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you're supposed to be some transcendent superstar, forget about dominating the NFL. Could you dominate college? I don't know. I'm not saying that he's not going to be that player, but if his name wasn't Manning, I'm sorry. Nobody's talking about Arch Manning based on what he's put on film this year as a potential franchise changer. You're just not. When you throw 60%, he was like 61% completion, 61 in college. When that number is that low, that's not even good in the NFL. That stinks in the NFL. It's like where the Jet quarterbacks are. He's 61%. And by the way, some of the teams he played against, San Jose State, all right, UTEP, what is this acronym? Who the hell is this? HSA. I don't even know who this is. SH, who is it? Oh, Sam Houston. He played those three teams in a row. You know, when you start with Ohio State, it's okay to get a couple of layups, you know, after that. But San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston. Stop. I'm not really interested in the Arch Manning hype. I promise you, I've watched him. I've watched him quite a bit. I don't see it. Doesn't mean that he can't do it next year. This year, not interested. He's not ready. He's not good enough. 888-808-1019. All right, no reads, right? I'm good there? All right, so here's where we're at. We're at the Jets, basically anything. I got a week to go. Whatever. Whatever sports want to talk about. 888-808-1019. BT on the fan. Back in a sec.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.